always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Executive action on immigration expected today.
President Biden is set to announce two major immigration programs. One to protect nearly 500,000 spouses of U.S. citizens from deportation, and another to make it easier for some migrants, including so-called dreamers, to get work visas. That's according to a source familiar with the discussion.
That's ABC's Lana Moise. Russian President Vladimir Putin is headed to North Korea. In an op-ed in North Korean state media, he thanked Pyongyang for supporting actions in Ukraine. Tens of millions of us are under heat alerts today. Chicago already setting a record this week because of the weather. The heat dome, which traps hot air in, stretches from the Midwest up into the Northeast. Could be more records set this week. Thailand's Senate has voted overwhelmingly to approve a bill legalizing same-sex marriage. And the Boston Celtics winning a record-breaking 18th NBA championship last night. The Celtics breaking a tie with the Lakers for the most championships. This is ABC News. A new monolith mystery in the Nevada desert.
Yesterday, the Las Vegas Metro Police Department let folks on social media know about the appearance of a mysterious monolith on a trail north of the city. Just 2 months after a man discovered another monument-looking thing in Wales, and he said there were no footsteps around it at all. And in 2020, many similar-looking structures were found across the world. That year, there were around 24 discovered in just a few short weeks. With so many popping up in 2020 and now a few more in 2024, it makes you wonder, do aliens just love an election year? Or are we all being pranked in a worldwide effort?
That's ABC's Danny New. The federal government suing the maker of Photoshop, accusing Adobe of hiding fees and making it hard to cancel subscriptions. And customer service is slipping. Here's a surprise. Latest annual survey by Forrester puts its customer service index at its lowest level since 2016. High prices and issues with AI chatbots getting some of the blame. Pet care company Chewy gets the highest marks for customer service. This is ABC News.
Many people with unique homes reach out to Pella because our team of experts can customize windows and doors that match architecture from any era.
I love that I have a home that's 100 years old. It's a historic district, and we didn't want to ruin the look by having modern windows in an older home. When I found out that Pella had an architecturally accurate product line, they simply guided us and helped us to make a great decision for our home.
Order today and get 0% interest for up to 48 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Certain restrictions apply at 6/30/2024.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at wiss.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ann Jacobs, newly elected chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, has voiced her support for criticized elections administrator Megan Wolf. As Wisconsin's top election official, Wolf had been the target of criticism since the 2020 presidential election. Supporters of Donald Trump accused Wolf of election fraud, and Wisconsin Republicans failed to impeach her earlier this year. Jacobs spoke to WISN-TV's Upfront.
Megan Wolf has done an outstanding job, and the idea that we would not have her be our administrator because people believe in conspiracy theories is not how you run good government.
Both Jacobs and Wolf will oversee the presidential election in Wisconsin in November. A heat wave has rolled into Wisconsin. Temperatures are expected to be in the low 90s in some parts of the state Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, with heat indexes in the high 90s. Thunderstorms are also expected this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose in Anaheim. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing last night to the Angels 5-3. Milwaukee starting pitcher Carlos Rodriguez giving up those five runs, four earned. Manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
That's his second major league start.
Do you feel like he took a step forward tonight, though, Murph?
And I think he's going to be a good pitcher. There's no question about it. But you got to have fastball command. You got to be able to throw the fastball in the zone when you want to. The leadoff walk to Adele there is, you know, unnecessary. And then what happened after that? It's just got to control it a little better. But, yeah, I think he's going to be very good.
Basketball, the Boston Celtics are the NBA champions. They beat the Dallas Mavericks 106-88. Former Buck Drew Holiday now has his second championship ring.
They really embraced me when I first got here, and they made this game super easy. But the fans here are insane, man. I didn't expect it to be like this. I love you, guys.
That's the Celtics' Drew Holiday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and hot, highs in the low 90s, south winds up to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy, 73, slight chance of a storm. For Wednesday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, otherwise 85 our high. For Thursday, scattered storms, 78.
It's 73 at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
Tuesday, join me and my good friend Sandy Williams for our regular conversation. We'll discuss some of the issues that are impacting you and I every day.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. What a beautiful morning out there.
I took my bike. Hot going home.
Can I just say something?
Sure.
I'm a free man.
What do you mean?
I'm free.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
You worked that out?
Yeah. What do you mean you're free?
Before you say anything, I have to tell you this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm a little disappointed because I was working on trying to set up an actual court.
Oh, good.
Yes.
You are in the right.
I've been 100%. Exonerated. Tell me OJ.
No, I won't do that.
Okay, that's good.
No, he was guilty. You weren't. You weren't.
So what was the, how did
you say? They're waving it. Just, we're waving it.
Are you going to just say okay? Or are you going to say, look, I would like to see the letter
of discipline to
the person who harassed me?
No, never. I would never do that. Mm. No.
Me either.
Yes. Free. Yeah, you would.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So just for the people tuning in, Johnny bought a bike finally. He took it on the trail. A used bike. Took it on the trail. Got pulled over by, what are they called?
Park ranger. I think.
A county park ranger. Kind of an intern, right?
It seemed like it.
Yeah. And he didn't have a license. I didn't know.
I'm not even kidding about that. You know me.
Yeah, I do. You're very honest.
Very honest. But I'm also very...
jovial?
Huh?
Congenial?
No. I don't pay attention to...
Oblivious.
Things. Oblivious. Oh,
totally. That's you. Absolutely, that's you. And then you said to her, look, okay, I didn't know I had to have a license on this portion of the trail.
I know how to do it. I don't know I came the other way.
Well, it's free in the City of Green Bay, and then you go to the county and they start charging. And you said, I didn't know that. I'll go over to the kiosk and buy a license. And she goes, well, the kiosk isn't working, so here's your ticket.
Right.
So, yeah, that was just so wrong. There's so many things wrong with that. And she wasn't, and then she kind of like rubbed your nose in it when they asked what your gender was.
She put female.
She put female just to give you a hard time.
Yeah. I mean, easy mistake, right?
True.
I mean,
the hair's getting a little long.
You look at John.
And you're
looking chick.
You're looking chick, man. And you.
It's a hot mama.
And when you get a little bit older, then you don't really grow whiskers. It kind of like fades.
It's just kind of like whatever.
It looks like you're into that trend. Whatever that's called.
Transitional area.
So anyway.
Hey, I like these caps, though, from Operation Song.
I know, right?
I've got the shirt is awesome, too. There's another cap over there.
Somebody took my shirt. When I left that day, the shirts were all gone.
No, I got one. No, I went and exchanged it to the guy, too.
But I love these caps. You know, there are certain caps that I just, that are comfortable. Some caps you just will never wear.
Yeah.
But this has the old-fashioned mesh. like in the 70s?
I'm not a
comfortable.
I have one cap that I don't wear caps, but one, and it's Yankees, and I got it.
But you'll wear it forever. When you got a cap that fits right,
yep.
You don't.
But
I can wear this thing every day of my life. Yeah, I love this cap.
I have mine here. I'm going to give it to someone, or we'll use it for something. But that Yankees cap. But I went to the post office, and the guy was like, "Yeah, I get it. He's not a Yankees fan, but he was kind of like almost like he didn't like me because I was wearing that cap. You know, one of those people.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Yeah. First of all, he works for the government. He should leave me alone. But he is not a Yankees fan at all. And he kind of like kept going ahead. And I'm like, hey, look, it was a
Remember
cap.
Remember the Seinfeld episode when Elaine wore the Baltimore Orioles cap to the Yankees game in Steinbrenner's box?
No.
You remember that episode?
No.
Todd, remember that episode?
Yes.
Everybody remembers that episode.
Okay. No. What? No,
okay. Well, she wore an Orioles cap to the Steinbrenner's box.
There was a, for the Super Bowl, you know, that press day, and some guy was wearing an opponent's shirt and got called out by the quarterback. Thought it was really disrespectful. And I kind of agree with that.
I agree. You should, if you're in the media,
right.
I don't think you should wear any merchandise of a team.
Right.
Yeah. I'm a firm. That's very unprofessional.
Yeah.
Very unprofessional. I give you that. Today is sushi day. Take it or leave it.
What?
Leave it.
Leave it. Love Thanks, it. Todd. Yeah, me too.
Love it. I got a sushi maker.
You would.
No, it's really not what you think it is. It looks better on the ad. It's really just a, piece of wood that you put the seaweed in, and then it just has slits in there to cut it. It's not any sushi maker thing. It's not that exciting. But anyway, yes, sushi's, and it's good for you
but
too,
what's
Johnny.
So good? No, it's not.
Well, sure it is. It's got, it's
loaded
it's
with good. Rice. My yeah. doctor told me to stay off of rice.
It's not a lot of rice, and there's a lot more.
Oh, I'm not a big fan of dying doctors right now. I'm just being honest.
Johnny's got a doctor that's holding out on some Vicodin. So, you do have a bad toothache. You've had it. I mean, you know, I was going to say you don't complain a lot, but you do. But you have been talking about it.
Those X-rays things hurt that they put in your mouth,
right?
Though.
How about
it's like
that?
Put
piece
a big bridle thing in your mouth or whatever.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. You know, that's funny you mentioned that. That's the word for the bridle. We used to put that in my horse
that's
all the time.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah. And those are pretty big pieces.
Oh,
and
my God.
But they take the X-ray. I was surprised, though. In the X-ray, you said they saw the infection line.
Yeah. Hmm. They said it goes right up. You got, like, little ridges in your mouth where things can travel. I don't want to gross anybody out. But
no. Yeah. But anyway.
4 days without eating solid food. That's not bad.
Well, jump on the scale, man. How's it working?
Well,
hey,
I didn't do well leading up to the tooth issue.
Right. And then
I don't know why that Oshkosh trip did it to me, Todd.
That was,
how was that?
That was
because the coconut explosion ice cream and the grilled cheese and stuff.
Well, later on this morning after 8:30, we'll have our Tuesday travel from Oshkosh.
Got the videos?
Yeah, the video.
Okay, cool.
And then next week we'll feature the Grand Opera House.
Oh, nice. Okay, excellent. Excellent.
The other thing so you couldn't get any pain reliever, but he did give you some over-the-counter, right?
He just said Tylenol. I can show you the sheet. And this is what they sent out. The medical profession sends out now, though, is like 3 Tylenol and 2 Advil, I believe is what it was, is the same potency as a Vicodin.
Not true.
Thank you.
I don't believe that.
I don't either.
That's not. I'm just telling you, Vicodin is...
Gets rid of pain.
Oh, Vicodin is patented because it's Vicodin.
Right.
So anyway, or some guy would be in his garage mixing that stuff together. But so what'd you do, John? Let's say it's 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, and your tooth hurts. What can one do?
I read a book. Picked up a book. The TV was boring me, and read a novel. It's a good novel. This young girl growing up in
anything else?
Nazi Czechoslovakia before the thing.
Anything else? 1 o'clock. You live downtown.
Well, the
here.
SS was coming in. And they were rounding up the Jewish people and everything and taking them out. And tragic story.
All right, so you read through that with the pain? You did? Because you live downtown here. You're right across. You're right on Washington Street in the City Deck Landing. And 12:30, 1:45, pain. That was it? You just read the Nazi book?
Well, I went for a walk.
Okay.
I thought maybe that would help alleviate it. You know, I mean, sometimes it gets the blood flowing, and sometimes then you just don't feel the pain as much. So I had that in the streets of Green Bay. Yeah. Deserted, basically, on the street.
Except where?
Well, Hagemeister was closed.
Yeah.
Heights. Just gonna walk down the Heights. That was closed.
Closed. Keep walking.
Huh?
Did you keep walking?
Well, I mean, I need to walk off the paint. You know, you just walk it off. So I did that.
Yeah. Where'd you end up?
Where'd you end up, Tony? Where'd you end up?
There was a place. It's like the window was out of the whole thing. It's like, oh my God, that's cool.
The window's not out. The window's open.
Well, yeah. And it's like, oh, that's cool. That looks friendly. So I thought maybe I'd stop in and watch SportsCenter, the late SportsCenter.
At 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was your solution because the doctor wouldn't give you Vicodin. The stuff that he gave you, the over-the-counter concoction, didn't really work. So you went for a walk and ended up at a bar at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Did it work?
The double shot of Kessler's did.
Did it work though?
Yeah.
Did it work? Well, that's all that counts.
And I'm not even kidding about this. The reason I do it, I'm not joking. I take it and I hold it in my mouth for like about 2 minutes and let it like sit on my gums to numb my gums. It's like when you're a kid, mom used to rub brandy on your gums so that your teeth would come in straight. Yep. Say. I did that. Hold on.
I don't know.
What?
She never said anything about straight teeth, but she did for like teething and stuff like that.
Yeah, she said that way your teeth will come in straight.
How'd that work out?
I don't believe
it. Look, I got straight teeth. I got straight.
And a drinking problem.
I'm an alcoholic, but I got straight teeth.
I'll take the straight teeth.
My dad swore a couple of shots. Whenever you started feeling a little off or whatever, boom, couple of shots.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
We didn't have that.
I'm not the only person whose mom used to rub brandy on their gums.
No, me too.
And the whole thing was your teeth will come in straight then. And it worked.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm glad you're feeling a little better. A little better? A little better. Hey, I read it.
I just can't eat. I can't chew anything. It's like the pain goes into my eye.
Well, it's all connected to your ENT. That's why.
What's a root canal? They're talking root canal. What's a root canal?
I don't even know.
That. No, that's the.
How come when I had dental insurance, I never had a dental problem? I swear to God, now I don't have dental insurance. Everything is so expensive, and my teeth are falling apart on me.
Well, couple things. Okay. You should have thought that through because your teeth do fall apart when you get a little bit older. You have more problems. I think you'd have more problems when you get older. So I would get insurance.
You'd buy dental insurance?
I told you that. I have dental insurance.
How much does that cost?
I thought
Medicare takes care of everything. I thought like once you get a certain income, boom, done, no bills.
Medicare. Right, there's Medicare insurance, but I think they focus on health, especially.
Teeth are help, our health.
They have a dental, they have visual and dental. We kind of broke health into three categories, right? Physical and then dental and vision. And I don't think Medicare has spent a lot of time on the dental part because you're not the first person that told me that's not great insurance. So I went and got my own dental insurance.
All right.
Yeah. But I don't know how much it costs. Don't ask me that.
Well, how would you not know? I mean, if you got it.
When you're rolling in the dough, sometimes
you
don't.
No, that's not it. I told you, at my house, I don't handle the finances.
Ooh. Donna, reach under the bed.
It's not that.
Grab the shoe box.
The hush puppy box.
The hush puppy ones, because that's the large bills. I got it organized. Yes.
No, You should look at that because you have been complaining a lot about. And I think wasn't your bills like $800?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's the premium. Much, much less than that. Much less.
$800 just to walk out the door of the dental place.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Hey, I read something this morning that has to do with I think Nagani. So when we get back, no, not Nagani, just has to do with you. I was thinking about you when I read the article. Anyway, when we get back, I'm gonna tell you about it.
Today is also picnic day, cherry tart day, go fishing day. Nice. Blake Shelton is 48. Isabel Rossellini is 75. Carol Kane, 72. Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney, 82 years old.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, we got a big show coming up, folks. Stay with us.
It's going to be
listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the South? or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. My name is the mayor here on a beautiful Tuesday morning at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, yeah, and Civic Media app.
Robin, before we get started, I was just, okay, we have a very special guest here that I'm going to introduce in just a minute, but you've got a little time here. We're going to go through the 6:30 break with you, but I was telling Johnny, he's from Nugani.
Nugani. Not new.
Robin, where are you? Did you grow up here?
I grew up in Green Bay. I'm originally from Chicago.
All right. So we all have our little, a native cult, things that we did in like Chicago, something we do in Green Bay. Well, anyway, Todd, I read this morning. There's a, I don't know where it is. The guy puts a stick in the ground, and then he takes a pole, and then he takes like a piece of metal and goes back and forth, and all the worms come up.
Really?
You know what? It's almost I think he's like, is it a metal rod or something?
Yeah.
So what he's doing, he takes almost like a bow from a fiddle.
Right. And it vibrates.
And it vibrates the ground and the worms come
like
out.
Oh my God. Like thousands and thousands and thousands. It's gotten so big, then everybody else started copying him and then became commercial. But they, pretty cool what they did, how they got them. And then his wife, no kidding, he would just like do the
fiddle.
Wow. And John used to raise night crawlers.
Well, raise them, did he? Did you raise
them? Well, we did kind of. Whatever, he caught them, whatever that's called. He would get night crawlers and then sell them, right, to people. And
so we had these big, we built these big beds, so to speak, these wooden things, and we put in moss. And bus bedding, you ever hear of bus bedding?
No.
It's the thing, bus bedding and moss, we put those in for the worms to live. And old newspapers, wet old newspapers, things like that, they really like. So we raised them.
Okay, and they these people just sell them to commercial, to fishing people. And
we made thousands.
That's awesome.
At 2 cents a piece. We made thousands.
He made thousands of bins. They said the lures and everything kind of knocked some of that away.
Well, different, you know, in certain places you can have live bait, but in a lot of places these days is artificial bait.
That's
only.
What they said kind of hurt that industry.
Yeah.
But I thought that was
interesting. That's one reason I got out of it and moved into this.
It's just as lucrative. Anyway, I
told you John Volker used to buy night crawlers from us.
I don't remember you telling me that, but I don't know who he is. So.
You don't know who John Volker is?
No. I don't even know what, no.
Mm-mm. You ever hear of a little movie called Anatomy of a Murder, which George C. Scott, Jimmy Stewart, Scott. Lee Remick?
Well, those are good big names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was shot up in Nagani and Ishpeming.
And he was a producer?
He wrote it.
Oh, wow.
He was a judge. He was a civil court judge in Ishpeming.
And did
he was
you
a
meet
big-time
him?
Attorney.
Did you meet him in court? Or did you
met
meet
him in my basement.
Oh.
Yeah. Picking out night crawlers, 2 cents apiece, at 5 in the morning on a Saturday morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I had famous people in my basement.
I guess. Wow. George C. Scott?
Mm-hmm. No, he didn't make
it. Anyway, I just thought that was...
You've never heard of the movie Anatomy of a Murder? Ben Gazzara?
Robin?
Have you ever heard of that movie? It was a huge movie. Anatomy of a Murder?
Nope.
1961.
I know John Travolta.
Okay.
And so does the mayor.
That's
the
mayor, right?
Actually, he sat next to John Travolta at a Super Bowl.
Oh.
True story.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it was a Dallas game. Anyway.
That's all he did was talk about himself.
Yeah, but he thinks I'm pretty cool now. I've just talked to him. So anyway, hey, there's a lot going on in Green Bay, all over the place. But there's a national holiday, too, coming up tomorrow. And that's Juneteenth, which when you look at that, It's got an interesting history. You can talk about that if you want, but we have Robin Scott with us. She's the executive director of We All Rise. And I don't know that that's, it hasn't been around a real long time. What, 5, 6, 7 years?
Well, it's just been named a federal holiday in the last.
Well, no, I know that. No, yep. I'm talking about the Juneteenth, your organization, though.
Oh, yeah. Look at me getting it all mixed up.
Oh, welcome to my world.
Believe me. You know, I usually take that role.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, Juneteenth is, right, it's a national holiday. It's Wednesday, and yep. You've got some things coming on. But I want to, before we get to the holiday, I want to just talk about your organization and how that came to fruition. And
why this day? Absolutely. Why June 19th?
So 5, 6, 7, 8 years? No, it's about 7. We All Rise African American Resource Center is a nonprofit located here in downtown Green Bay area. We're sexual assault and domestic violence service provider and also a resource center to the rest of the community. And right. So we've been doing this work for about 7 years, and it came about because we noticed that we needed more cultural services, culturally specific services here in Green Bay. So as our population and demographic change, it's our response to what's needed here in the community.
That's great. And I've been to your place right on Washington Street. Webster.
Webster.
430. And you also have a crisis line as well.
Absolutely. 24-hour crisis line for emotional support.
Yeah. You know what? I couldn't get a hold of you, so I called that line. I said to the guy, look, I'm sorry. He called me right back.
He's like the guy that dials 911 because his cat's in a tree.
Right. I felt really bad. I said, hey, look, I'm not.
My mom, we have a family story, like the dumbest thing my family ever did. My mom was in the hospital. My mom had a stroke, severe stroke, and she was in the hospital. And my older sister was going to cook dinner for that night. And my dad was working in the mine underground. Mm-hmm. And you never called anybody underground unless it was like catastrophic. Okay. Right. So she calls the mine, gets my dad up from a mile underground, and says, Dad, what time should I start boiling the potatoes? True story. It's a family legend.
And he was kind of boiling. Wow. Yeah, that's wow.
Yes.
But anyway, so I did call, and he was super nice because I wasn't in crisis, but I do have a producer that was going to put me in crisis. So that's why I called that line. Thank you for calling me back last night and coming in today. But Juneteenth is, you know, it's a celebration that, quite honestly, kind of long overdue, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Juneteenth commemorates the 1865 Emancipation Proclamation, which in not euphemistic terms is the end to black hostages being held that were previously trafficked.
Well, because the Emancipation Proclamation freed the slaves, but then some of these states, these Confederates were like, yeah, I don't think so, right? And
absolutely.
It was 2 years later that they really got the word that they were freed. But it really isn't the big day, the 13th Amendment, freeing slavery. Is that the same thing as we're talking about? Or was that, I know that was months later.
So, yes, no. So we celebrate June 19th, 1865 for when it was the Emancipation Proclamation.
All right. And then, okay. And that's when they really got the word that we're free.
Absolutely.
Okay. And we celebrate that. How do you celebrate that? I mean, it's a relatively new holiday, wouldn't you say? I mean.
So for some, yeah. So as we begin to learn more about our history.
For some, like the guy you're talking to? Yes.
when we begin to know more about our history. So it is new for some. But how do we celebrate it? We celebrate it by coming together, sharing true history. And across the community, it's about black love, black life, black celebration, black joy, and talking about our history. And so we celebrate it by way of performances, food, solidarity.
And you did a lot of that this weekend at Joanie's.
Absolutely.
And do you have something coming up tomorrow for Juneteenth? Well, let's talk about that. I want to talk about what you did at Joanie's. I was there, and you had some great entertainment and some cool things going on. So let's talk about how we're going to celebrate that and how people can honor that and celebrate Juneteenth, which is coming up tomorrow. We've got with us Robin Scott, who's the executive director of We All Rise. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about this. Special holiday here in the country, and we want to all be part of it.
Absolutely.
Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
As we deal with heat and its impact on our animals around Wisconsin, technology may give us some relief. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. I'm not talking about technology like fans or sensors or anything like that. Instead, I'm talking about gene editing. The Red Angus Association is trying to use more gene editing to promote herd health. Tom Brink is the CEO of the Red Angus Association.
A lot of us are trying to figure out exactly what is the right way to handle this new technology and to potentially bring some of those animals into our database. We have decided at Red Angus that we're going to look at this new technology basically one gene edit at a time, and each one will be evaluated on its individual merit. Right now we have approved two gene edits within the Red Angus registry, and that would be for the slick gene, which is naturally occurring, and also the black to red gene edit, which is certainly naturally occurring as well. And so we have some of those animals, a very small number, but we have some of those in our registry already.
Tom Brink, CEO of the Red Angus Association, he says the black to red gene edit they can do with this technology actually helps keep animals healthier when the temperature climbs. As the temperature climbs around the upper Midwest, markets are climbing higher on a Tuesday morning. Numbers are next.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empowered Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Wisconsin soybean growers have lots of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
On Monday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped 2 cents to $2 even. 40-pound block cheese was down 5.5, 191.5. Double A butter, that gained a penny and three quarters to 310.75 per pound. This morning, December corn is up two at 4.64. November soybeans currently 3 cents stronger at 11.33. July wheat, that's down a penny right now, 5.90 a bushel. The class three milk that goes into cheese for July down a dime, 20.07 a hundredweight. The August milk contract down six, 20.66 a hundredweight. Just a quick market snapshot on a Tuesday. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and hot, highs in the low 90s, south winds up to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy, 73, slight chance of a storm. For Wednesday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, otherwise 85 our high. For Thursday, scattered storms, 78.
It's 73 at our studios.
Hey, it's the fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke with the Midwest Farm Report, heard weekday mornings at 5 right here on WISS. If you like food, if you like farmers, tune in and learn. 5 a.m. on Air Support 93.3 FM and 1100 a.m. Oshkosh.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM and 1100 a.m. WISS and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise?
Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. Home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay. Fifty.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a very important day. We're talking about Juneteenth. And we were just talking here, Robin, when I was talking to my son about he's unbelievably huge into genealogy and things like that. But I would think it's hard for you guys to trace your roots because I don't think there's a lot of documentation versus like when my family or, you know, his mom's side moved from the Czech Republic, you know, absolutely. Tremendous documentation, absolutely. Whatever. But your families, I got a feeling, no.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot that was lost in translation, right? And so I do think there's some things that are on record and there's ways to trace it back. But ultimately, maybe my blood would reveal something.
How far back would you go that you could talk to somebody? Because I'm very fascinated in these sorts of things. It's hard to believe that, you know, these things happen within our lifetime. We're not talking medieval times or things like that. 16. It's your family. I mean, you know, like great-great-grandparents possibly could have been, you know, slaves. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's unbelievable to think in our modern times that was. Did you ever talk to anybody that could relate or recite a little bit of when they were first moved to, I shouldn't say moved, were taken and brought to Arkansas and what their lives were like?
Well, they were kidnapped, and so no. Yeah. So what happens with a lot of folks, too, is you think about the other forms of oppression. A lot of that even gets lost, and so there's a lot of people who have died, who have been dispersed, and so I'm just learning a lot about that currently.
You got to study Tulsa. There's a lot of places you can study that. I mean, here, right? Your job here, when we talked at break, is really to educate people.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think your organization offers a lot of direct services, but I think we all have a lot to learn about a lot of things.
But again, the important thing here, again, we're not talking about 500 years ago. We're talking like modern times.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And that's why I'm saying the Tulsa thing was not that long ago either. And that's being a little bit.
The massacre?
Yeah, they're a little bit upset that they had a program going. My kid lived there, my daughter lived there, so I kind of know a little bit about that. But I want to ask more about you. Juneteenth is a celebration tomorrow. It's a federal holiday.
Yes.
And we haven't had a new federal holiday since Martin Luther King, which was some time ago. I want to ask you this. I was thinking about this when I knew you were coming on. Are you happy? Are you angry? Like, what's the temperature of?
It's a good point. Yeah,
I just you know like
is this a celebration,
right? Or is
or
it
more of honoring some terrible things that have happened?
Absolutely. So there's no reconciliation without truth, and so no, I'm not angry. We are like we bring people together for a celebratory and truth telling opportunity, and so. With truth, I think the temperature of people are all up to the individual. My job here is to provide direct services, is to provide truth and education, things that have been lost in our system of education or told wrongly for specific reasons as to be more euphemistic and detached from the realities of what our true history as American people are. And so my job is to be honest and to help us to be grounded in the truth.
So what's... I was just going to say, again, not going back to medieval time. My brother, when he was in the Army in Georgia.
Yeah.
And he remembers waiting for a taxi cab with a great friend of his who was black.
Yeah.
And they could not get a taxi. This was Georgia in 1963, 64.
Yeah.
And nobody would pick up a black soldier in his uniform.
Does that make you angry?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.
That's incredible.
Wow. Hey, so with this education, what is the biggest... misnomer, like, oh man, I never knew that. Is there one thing that kind of every time you go to talk to a group of kids, it's like, no.
Well, I think the biggest misnomer is slaves, right? Like I understand that things were written the way that they were written, but to continue for us to continue to call black hostages slaves, I feel like that's a big dismissal, right? So our job, all of us, is to, one, and we're always in position to learn, and then as sometimes, what is the old saying, when you know better, you do better, right? Mm-hmm. And so I know better, so I'm trying to do better. And so it's not a perfect science to it, right? I still pronounce things that I was conditioned to say At times when I'm either nervous to talk in front of people or I am just in robot or autopilot mode. And so I know that we all do that. But by way of respect and as with increased knowledge, I try to start to call them black hostages, right? So when people are trafficked today, whether we're talking about labor trafficked or sex trafficked, when people are trafficked today, we call it what? We call it trafficking. And so slaves were trafficked. And across the Atlantic, right? And they're not, we don't call them slaves. We call them black hostages that were held captive by traffickers for free labor and servitude.
Do you, you know, Willie Davis, who played for the Packers, I relate everything to sports, whatever, but when he wrote his book a few years back before he passed away, and he grew up in Louisiana.
Yeah.
And his mother and his family was still basically indentured to this landowner, mm-hmm. where it's like, if they leave, then they've got no land, they've got nothing. But he was just keeping him there, basically a quasi-slave, because they wouldn't have anything if they, and they literally had to escape in the middle of the night. Yeah. And we're talking the 1950s, like late night. We're not talking 1849. We're talking 1959 here.
I love that you're being real. You're going back to what's up, what's happening right now. It's not like a lot of people, they start to say, oh, get over it already, no. or forget about it already. It's like, forget what, yesterday? Right? So,
but you know what? Though people don't realize this, too. There's pictures even in my hometown in the 20s when the Ku Klux Klan would have parades.
Yes.
Against Catholics and things like that.
Yes.
But, I mean, it's one of those things where your race, obviously, was when you were first brought to this country, that's what you faced to begin with.
Absolutely.
And the one thing I still think is one of the most horrific things, World War One. There were amazing groups of African Americans called the Harlem Hellfighters, and they fought in Bellwood and all these great battles, fought unbelievably well, tremendous, okay, against the Germans. They weren't Nazis, I think, against the Germans. And several of those guys who were highly decorated, when they went back home all proud, wearing their uniforms, wearing the medal, were lynched. That honestly, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Just like, how dare you? They fought and died for our country, and that still happened. I think that's one of the darkest moments of our country's history. I really and truly do. They fought for their country, for the United States of America, and they got lynched. Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy?
So there's still people today that are fighting for our country that still can't do certain things when they're walking about the United States. They still have fear for their life when they get in their cars and they're doing the right thing. So
some things don't change. Huh?
Well, they've got to, though. So we're with Robin Scott, I said earlier, is the executive director of We All Rise here in Green Bay. And there's you have affiliate associations in Appleton, Oshkosh. We have people listening there.
Yeah, we have culturally specific organizations that are in and across the Wisconsin area. So African Heritage is in the Appleton area, as well as People of Progression. They're both culturally specific organizations. People of Progression does direct service work, and African Heritage is our leader educators around our history, our culture.
And that's out of Appleton.
Absolutely.
Hey, Todd.
Sir.
You lived in the Deep South in Mississippi.
Yes.
Join this conversation, please.
Here's what I can say about that. I was not prepared. And this was 2000, so it's, 24 years ago. Mm-hmm. I was not prepared for living there at that time in my life, growing up in Northeast Wisconsin, right? And seeing even back then, the prejudice. You could walk into a McDonald's and somebody of color would walk in and not get service.
Absolutely.
Or I would walk into a store because it was predominantly a black neighborhood, and I would be looked down upon too because of what they were dealing with in Jackson, Mississippi. Mm. I was not prepared for it. I had to get the hell out of there as fast as I could.
You know what somebody told me? I used to work in Flint, Michigan. Okay. It's probably 80% black.
Yeah.
All right. And I remember talking to a good friend of mine, and she said, and her family was from the Deep South. And she said the most racist place she's ever been in her life was Detroit, Michigan. And you wouldn't think that. You would think it'd be Jackson, Mississippi or something like that. But northern cities were pretty bad as well.
You know what, John? It's everywhere.
Yeah.
It really is. We're getting, as Robin said, when you know better, you do better. When you know more, you can do more.
Yeah.
Same thing.
I would agree with that statement. However, I think this could bring about some anger. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to educate people, and I think they're going to learn, like, wait a minute, what? Why are you kidding me? And, you know, I at the end of the day, and I've heard you say, you know, you want to educate people, and at the end of the day, peace is your ultimate goal.
Yeah, it's hard to hear that what you learn may have been a lie, right?
What do you mean by that, Robin?
I mean, what's in our history books? What do we talk about when we, you know, like, we use euphemistic terms, detached terminology. We don't tell the truth about slavery. We don't talk much about the rape and the genocide and what the fallout of that means. We don't talk about what the fact that slavery means that it's also representative of the mass incarceration today. We don't often talk about that. In Wisconsin here, 7% of the population is black people, but make up 41% of the prisons. And so to say that that's the right thing also means that black people were born inherently bad, right? Because 41% of the prison would be are made up of black people, right? And so we don't talk about the oppression that people continuously face here in Wisconsin today. We don't talk about the fact that the kids are struggling, that here in Wisconsin we have the largest gap of academic achievement between black and white kids in the country. So there's a lot of things that as Wisconsinites that we have to learn, that we have to become familiar with in order for us to first recognize it so that we can do better.
Those are both true statements that you just said, the 7%, 41% prison population, yep, and the achievement gap between
black and white.
I mean, right? Yep. Those are facts. You can't argue that. The numbers are right there. The scores are right there. Yeah. So let's say we accept it. We learn it. I don't want to dwell on that because I think it's too bad. But what's the solution, though? See, I know you have your organization offers some direct services, but it's really not getting a lot better. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've only been around, you know, in that world for like 20 years, but it's not getting a lot better. Yeah. Do you have? I mean, what do you think? You think it's
going to be? So there's so many solutions, right?
Okay, let's hear one.
Like, in terms of education, the solution is for us here to increase representation, for us to adopt new ways of teaching our young people that are more congruent with the ways in which they're learning today, for us to have more trauma-informed and culturally sensitive approaches to their education, for us to model our education system after other places that are doing it well. So just because Wisconsin is so far behind doesn't mean that other people aren't doing well and closing academic achievement gaps across the country.
And you think part of that is having teachers that look like themselves?
Absolutely. Okay, the study shows that. Those data are facts.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
Yep.
Interesting.
So that's one solution. Other solutions are prevention-based work, right? We start with the young people and we invest in them. But starting with young people means that we also have to prioritize investing in diverse recruits and actually keeping them in Wisconsin. So we have to make us community-wide, have to make this place more safe for us to attract and retain diverse people that can help to educate our
young
people.
What do you mean by say make it safe?
We have to make it safe for black and brown people to live.
I mean, are you worried about white violence?
What
white violence is mass incarceration. 7% of the population is black. 41% of them are in prison.
So that's unsafe to be here.
You come on vacation, you leave on probation. You can't drive while black. There's a lot of things you can't do while black here. Those are realities.
All right. Milwaukee. Did you study Milwaukee at all?
I studied Milwaukee.
Yeah, and didn't they get the distinction of, like, one of the worst
places in America?
In America,
right?
The whole country.
There's
320 million people, and there's, like, the worst when it comes to what's the word I'm looking for? Segregation.
Yep. And there's an area code, what is it, 53201, that has the most racism within the one quadrant in the whole United States, most incarcerated people in the whole U.S.
Can I ask this question? This could sound like a really dumb old white guy question, okay?
We got to learn this stuff together, y'all.
Absolutely.
Wisconsin is our state.
Give me an example of a racism incident that you've felt yourself.
Oh, my God. Yo.
We've only got 30 seconds. Can we come back with that?
Yeah. All right. That's, yeah.
I know you've got a few. Yeah. All right, we're going to be right back. We're celebrating Juneteenth tomorrow, and part of the celebration is education. We're here with Robin Scott. who is the executive director of We All Rise African American Resource Center. We appreciate you being here. We're going to be right back. We got another 10 minutes.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Ready to revamp your life? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss is here to guide you. Experience the convenience of telemedicine appointments and medication delivery, making your health journey hassle-free. Experiencing weight gain, fatigue, or loss of libido? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss offers customized solutions to help you feel your best. Discover Semaglutide, a breakthrough in weight loss for just $300 a month. Visit revamphrt.com or call 920-659-0249 to unlock your potential.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show. You got it,
baby. Anything you want. Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here. Very fascinating discussion with Robin Scott. We All Rise, African American Resources Center, Juneteenth, of course, coming up. So, Robin, I just want to harp on that. Just give me a everyday type of situation you may have had where you've experienced racism in the area.
Yes, I just wanted to own one that we got to be real careful because that question itself can bring up a lot of trauma in a person. But I am executive director, and I've been working on that. So one real racist incident right now that actually I'm continuing to go through is dealing with Oddfellows Nursing Home right now. My grandmother is in there. My grandmother is near death, and I am dealing with leaders there who have, because I bought up being black, threw me out of the center over there at Oddfellows because I brought up race as an issue that my grandmother is dealing with as she is suffering right now and near death. And then I have been told that I could be removed from her power of attorney simply because I don't want to do things the way that they're doing them over there at Oddfellows Rebecca Nursing Home. And so I keep hearing from other people that they're one of the good ones. And I'm not quite sure what that means when I'm telling you that I am dealing with racism head on first. And so that is a good example. I don't know.
Let me just ask this specifically, though. What makes you think it's racially motivated?
So as soon as I asked about whether or not they had more than one black person here, I was screamed at and thrown out of the place by the owner. Her exact words was, if you're going to bring up race, I'm going to protect my team at all cost. And so if you're taking care of your elderly loved one and you have questions regarding anything around their care, what makes me know it's racist is my whole entire life, 32 years, my grandmother's hair has been down her back, has been straight. She's black and Native American, and her hair is really important to her. So I've brought 6 or 7 different products up to the center and begged them to ask someone to help them to wash her hair. And last week, close to where before we're probably going to have to bury my grandmother, we had to cut it all off because her hair is now one piece of hair. And it's no longer what we've seen her whole life because now it's dreadlocked into one lock because they refuse to wash her hair.
Okay, that's, yeah, there's something wrong with that.
Ooh. Yeah, I asked if you wanted the real.
No, that's great. No, that's fine. That's fine.
It is. I know that place. I've been there many times to visit people.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm sure. I think sometimes people overreact. Like they say something. It's like, did you really have to say that? I mean, I wish that would have been handled a little bit differently and that you would have just sat down and talked through it and you would have explained how important hair is to a Native American. You know, that's a big pride thing. Yeah, I'm sorry that happened.
Absolutely. I wish the owner would have done the work, because if you're going to take $10,000 a month from black people and you're going to have those people in your facility, it's actually up to you to do the work to make sure that you have the professional development it takes to take care of all your clients, not just one demographic.
So you say the cultural aspects of it,
but absolutely.
Of the clients.
And we can all learn more.
Absolutely.
So maybe you could, we could work together on that.
It's just sad when your life depends on it.
Right. I want to talk about We All Rise, the resources that you offer this community.
Absolutely.
And, direct services. Let's talk about, I know you have the crisis line.
Mm-hmm.
What other things do you offer that the community can take advantage of?
Absolutely. So 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the community can call our crisis line and they can be provided emotional support. In that sense, you can talk through any of the things that you're dealing with in the moment. We respond to sexual assault, sane exams at the hospital. We respond to any emergency crises with families and children within the community. In addition to that, we have our crisis and intake center that's open 5 days a week. As well, we have free comprehensive mental health, and so there's no billing associated with our psychological services, and that includes individual therapy, group therapy, and AODA services in the community.
Oh, that's, and there's no cost to that?
There's no cost. You don't even have to give us your medical number. You come in, you sign up, and if you qualify for services, and that is ever being a victim of crime, or at any point in your lifetime, or you've been a firsthand witness to it.
And I don't know what qualifies as crisis. My phone call sure didn't. I was just looking for you. But crisis is, let's say someone ran into that situation like you did at Oddfellows.
Yeah.
Can they call and you can talk them down? Because people could get very angry and you'd hate to have that escalate to.
Absolutely. So in that situation, I did have trained professionals around me that I was able to go and talk to, and I was able to go and deal with how I felt getting thrown out of there and how afraid I was to be there and go see my grandmother after that. Thank God I have Dr. Randy Gage and our social worker, Tanya Londo, to be able to connect with and talk and be able to tell the truth. But yes.
What a great service, because I think, look, as much as we want to be colorblind, not everyone is.
Yes.
And if they run into a situation, they can call and you can talk to them. You can talk them down. I don't know if they talk them down, but at least maybe get a little better understanding. All right. Well, that's great. What other things do you have there besides the crisis line?
Yeah. So the crisis and intake center, you can walk into our doors Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. and get provided services. So you get an intake that gives you access to our clothing closet, our job center, our GED education with partnership with NWTC, or our youth programming that we have on site.
Nice. That's great that people can go and, you want to maybe finish that high school degree or, like you said, the counseling side of it, but and that's all on 430 Webster?
It's all on 430 Webster as well. We have 430 Clay Street, where we occupy a 49-room transitional living facility for men.
Okay. And the qualifications to get into that are, it's pretty low bar, right? I mean, to get into that. Tell me what would qualify someone if they're homeless.
To get into the transitional living facility. Mm-hmm. Well, you have to be ready. It's not just homelessness. I know that there's some shelters that take those that are dealing with habitual homelessness. For us, you have to be ready, willing to stay sober, and then also to follow the rules of our pathways of success. So you are required 3 pathways of success per week to participate in our program. You also have a commitment of program and services weekly.
Tell me one of the pathways to success. Tell me what that is.
Absolutely. So you would be participating in like AODA, Cocaine Anonymous, Heroin Anonymous, if that was something that was an obstacle that you were dealing with. And or you would be participating in like child abuse or domestic violence based education and awareness or intervention based programming. Or you can make choice programming. So the issues that you come in, we do a full evaluation on the reason why you're using our services.
Quickly, the cost to stay at the
programmatical fees is $100 a week.
All right. That's what an investment.
Yes.
You know, to turn your life around. Thanks for what you're doing. We have a lot of work to do, admittedly. But, I think we're making some good steps because of people like you, organizations like yours, and people like Johnny and I who are trying to, help, bring awareness to
some of
the struggles.
Absolutely, we're all in it together.
We are. All right. Thanks for being here. And It's okay for me to say happy Juneteenth. I read that. How do you address?
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Milwaukee Journal Sentinel commentator James Causey for our newest segment. What's on your mind, James? Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.